This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Could you take the toothpicks out of Todd's eyelids?
Mine?
Late night, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how he's going to work all day with those. That's how you...
Yeah, that was priceless stuff last night. I'm glad I stayed up for that.
Well, what time did the broadcast end last night, Todd?
I think about 12:30-ish.
Yeah.
From that neck of the woods.
Right, and the hearing... lasted that long, folks. The hearing we were at yesterday, Emmons County.
They let everybody talk that wanted to talk.
Linton, North Dakota. Public Service Commission hearing related to a expansion, optimization of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I want to say this, you know, was it a little frustrating at times when you hear, you know, testimony about fossil fuels and global warming and, you know, all kinds of things.
Especially if you're setting it up that we're not going to redraw the pipeline.
Yeah. And the rules were very clear, but the rules weren't necessarily followed. But yet, the Public Service Commission had empathy about it. They let everybody speak. They didn't cut anybody off. They let,
yeah, you got to get in that.
I mean, it was, you know, in some cases, I could maybe argue they were, you know, almost going a little beyond what was reasonable. Based on some of the things that was being said, but you're much better off just saying, look, okay, here's the rules. Let's get as close to we can as them. Let's hear your testimony. And I will say this. Nobody should be cut off that waited 12 hours to talk, right? And I don't remember the exact time, but the public testimony from people who oppose the project and support the project, local folks, union folks, the union folks there last night were unbelievable. And they were there in big numbers, wearing their orange shirts in support of the project they helped build. You know, so some of the things were upside down. The vast majority of the opposition, not from North Dakota. Nothing new with the Dakota Access Pipeline. Nothing new at all. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Chairman Mike Faith deserves credit.
Yes.
Because he made it known that the pipeline optimization and the pump was what was being debated. It wasn't an open town hall to talk about anything else. It was. You know, just about that. And honestly, there were a small number of people there who probably opposed the pipeline, probably opposed the decision by the Public Service Commission at hand here. But, you know, we're just businesslike going about their job. And then you had, you know, a group of folks that were there to protest. But even the protesters, prior to giving their testimony, We're pretty darn respectful. They really were.
Agreed.
So, in the end, I think that's a good North Dakota nice win. I really think it is. So, kudos to everybody. Energy Transfer, they jump through more hoops. They dot every I. They cross every T. They do things to the letter of the law, just like they did last time when they were said, when they were told, here you go, here you go, here you go, here's all the permits, PSC, yes. All the way along, yes. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, yes. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody from the Obama administration that, you know, might have been connected somehow to relatives of Chairman Archambault says, wait, stop. We want a do-over. And we go through a long year-plus nightmare in the state of North Dakota. And the vast majority of us didn't have it as bad as the people did at the epicenter of this, in and around St. Anthony and, you know, the region for the pipeline. So we've seen ugly. Last night wasn't ugly. There were strange things said, and I have a whole list of things we could play today, and we'll play a couple examples of it. I've still been able to complete my research on the threat to the white pelican, but a woman from Iowa who owns an organic farm in North Dakota, from near Jamestown is very concerned about the white pelican.
When, in fact, all pelicans matter. But
And yeah. I did talk to a, I would say, my top go-to Native American source on the threat of the white pelican, and I said, I don't want to be culturally insensitive here. Is there something I don't know, or help me understand what the problem is here? He said, I've never heard of a white pelican. I don't know of any issue to, I don't know. But it happens. It happens.
When's the last time you went down to Iowa to look for one?
Would you please? Yeah.
Pelican lives matter.
They do, Kevin. Thank you for reminding us of this. REO Speedwagon really summed up the impeachment hearings. I should play you clips of what happened yesterday. I should play you the testimony and the rebuttals and everything else. I'm starting to think this isn't even worth paying attention to, because there's going to be bigger fights that we ought to save our energy for in Donald Trump's future.
Wasn't this really more of an impeachment hearing thing, though?
Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend who...
That's two.
Heard it from another...
Oh, no. Okay, Todd, that was three. No, you haven't heard the remix, Todd, apparently.
Heard it from a friend who...
Right, okay.
Heard it from a friend who...
There's two. Yep.
Get it.
Heard it from a friend.
Well, there's a third. Okay. There's fourth. Yep. There's five. Okay. Yep.
Yeah,
all right. I'm going to let you decide, folks, what you want to talk about. Okay. We do that every day, but you can vote by talking impeachment and that circus, or about the hearing last night and anything that you heard. It wasn't last night. It started at 9 a.m. It ended at 12:30 a.m. Last night, and that's a lot of people having a lot of stamina on all sides for the pipeline, against the pipeline, local folks, you know, company folks, Standing Rock's team, you know, the PSC commissioners and staff. Oh, my gosh. So have at it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I am going to give priority today to anybody that can help me with the concerns over the white pelican. I would like to have some information there, so if you're able to help there,
the white
that would
pelican,
be...
Huh?
Right, to get me some information on that, because clearly it's a concern. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number.
Do you think there were a few times where some of the commissioners were internally kind of thinking...
I know. In answer to your question, Todd, I do. Yep, I do. I do. I do. I know. And there again, they were very clear from the beginning. Do not repeat testimony. Once it's in the record, once an objection has been raised, we got it. We'll consider it. Every single line. And they'll do that now for the next number of months, by the way, the public.
Even the white pelican?
But I don't know about that. I don't think that's in their purview. They have experts.
That's right. That was in Iowa, so that's kind of out
of it's the Iowa white pelican, I think. I don't know. But here's the deal. The chairman, Brian Crocius, of the Public Service Commission, Julie Fedorchuk, Randy Christman. This is a three-member body that makes this up. They have six-year terms, and they have to dive into minutia and legalese and get things right on all of these questions. And they do it with such professionalism, with such respect. And, you know, at one point, Commissioner Fedorchuk was reduced to tears over her concern from Native American, you know, folks that testified that, you know, talked about their life story. And, but all of them thanked each and every one, listened. Very respectful. Everybody can hold their head high. They can. You can text Todd Wright, 701-367-2054 with your comments on this, too. That's for me, 701-367-2054. For Todd, 701-226-8403. I'm sorry, 701-226-8503. There may be a few times today where I trip over my words because I am a little sleep deprived.
It was a long night last night.
Yeah, and Todd's in Bismarck. I'm back in Fargo. So,
kudos for being there, guys.
We did it for our audience. We did it for folks. KFIRE 550 at Coverageville, 12:30 last night. You heard it all. And, you know, we're a mobile state. We've got a lot going on, so you want to hear it. Now, one other thing. There's a couple. We do have a busy show today, so I want to get to as many of your calls this hour as possible. We have Steve Bannon next hour, former White House chief strategist for Donald Trump. He is part of the War Room team. They are doing a War Room, and you can actually listen to their daily War Room briefings. We'll tell you about that. We also today on the program have Congressman Kelly Armstrong. He'll be there at the beginning of next hour. He was in the hearings yesterday and been in the hearings and participating in the closed-door hearings, so we'll get the details there. We're going to talk with some folks from Cultivate, a conference that's happening in Fargo today about ag innovation. Mark Watney, president of the North Dakota Farmers Union, will join us. We're going to talk with the folks from a company out of Silver Spring, Maryland, data service that makes it easy to gain insights into organic and non-GMO commodity prices, to perform analytics, to trade identity-preserved commodities. Smart stuff. And the folks from Bushel. This is an incredible North Dakota company doing some great things for a grain elevator. So we'll do all that. And get a load of this, folks. Get a load of this. Are you ready? We're going to do something nice for the veterans today. My friend Mike Lindell called me before the program. He said, Scott, Mike Gallagher had an incredible day yesterday with his listeners with this special. You want to give it to your listeners, too? You're the only one in the country that's going to have it today. Buy one, get one sheets with free shipping. And I, Scott Hannon, personally, am donating $10 for every order today to United Patriotic Bodies. Veterans. Folks to take care of the military funerals. Details.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's true. And that's good for North Dakota. Energy Transfer's investment will mean more good-paying jobs in North Dakota and more state oil tax money for schools, roads, and water projects. In fact, $30 million more per year, plus millions in local property taxes. And the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline is good for America, too. It will reduce our need for oil from unstable and dangerous nations and will ensure stable gas prices, even in times of Middle East conflict. There is no doubt about it. This pipeline makes us more energy independent and our nation safer and more secure. Plus, it's the absolute safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot. Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga. The Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anything else to add about the pumping station and the pipeline?
Yeah. Get rid of it.
Okay.
And if you want, I'll dig it out myself.
Interesting. Protests were, you know, I'll dig it out myself. Well, okay. Some of the concerns.
They were at least cordial. I mean, it could have gotten nasty, and it never really got nasty. It got a little
Yeah, yeah.
Weird anyway, times, but
we're trying to find the White Pelican account, but I do have some concern from the audience. And the White Pelican must be endangered, says one listener. I didn't see any on my way to work. All right, that's a good point. Let's see here. Another said, "I've heard white pelicans are good eating." I don't think that's helpful here. Well, you're not being helpful now. Crying out loud. Daryl Lace from North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm not being helpful.
I know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Daryl Lace from the Farm Bureau says, "Tip my hat to the enrolled members of Standing Rock who were there. Everyone I walked by were kind, said hi as we greeted each other." Another listener says, "Don't forget Tim Purdon not able to get over hearing himself talk about essentially nothing." Well, when you're getting paid, he probably gets paid like $500 an hour in hearings. Wouldn't you talk a long time too? I mean,
isn't that the kind of thing that gets you elected to Congress in Washington?
Oh, you think he has political ambitions, Todd?
I'm just saying, if you could talk that long,
I hope so.
Saying what he said, you could be in those impeachment hearings easily.
He did say yesterday he's been listening, and he actually used parts of the show in their testimony, and so we are flattered. We do like that, and we are anxious for him to run for office for something, and we'll see if he is able to beat Marvin Nelson's totals in the last gubernatorial race. Okay, so Mark in Fargo wants to weigh in here. Mark, hang on a second. I'm going to get you in. I got some text in as well. I didn't finish on MyPillow, and some people are wanting the number. Here's the deal. This is a very generous offer from Mike Lindell from MyPillow, and it's going to help us help some vets. Most importantly, the reason I'm doing this, the National Cemetery, which now is in Fargo, it's actually by Harwood, is our Arlington. On Monday or Tuesday, I forget which day, this week, Veterans Week, there were 10 military funerals in one day at that cemetery outside of Harwood. And listen to me, folks. If you've not been to a military funeral, I encourage you to pay your respects sometime and take those in, because many times there's a 21-gun salute, they play taps, they present the colors. It's nothing short of extraordinary. And people in United Patriotic Bodies are making sure nobody goes without a proper burial from our military. So I am personally today going to offer up $10 for every set of Giza sheets, because Mike Lindell called and said, "Let's do something good here. It's Veterans Week. What do you want to do? Buy one, get one Giza sheets." This is the Giza cotton. I have the sheets. Todd has the sheets. We love them. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You get buy one, get one sheets, and get a load of this. Free shipping. So do your Christmas shopping today. You can do the towels. You can do other things as well. But the deal of the deal today. So we can do something great for vets. Thank you, Mike Lindell. That's fabulous. $10 for every set of sheets. I hope I'm not bankrupt by the end of the day. But that would be a good thing. 800-506-9082 is their toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9082, or MyPillow.com, but you have to use the promo code SCOTT. Look for the radio listener special link, and then they give you an option to put in the promo code. It's SCOTT, and then it'll all be right in your cart. A lot of colors, a lot of options to choose from. Buy one, get one. No shipping charges. Wow. Mark in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, let me give you the brief on the Pelican thing. It's worth about two words. Forget it. Okay. Now
We're moving on. Thank you for that. Okay, I got it now. Thank you. No more White Pelican talk. Forget it. Two words. Okay. The other thing is what?
Listen. On the impeachment thing, it's another White Pelican thing. Okay, more like an albatross. The congressmen that are from states where Trump won should beware next November. They think their voters won't remember that, what they did? Are there none? Are they an endangered species too? What do you think?
Well, no. Not in a day and age of very razor-thin margins in the House and Senate, Mark. You're onto something. I think it's the reason that Nancy Pelosi is freaked out. I think Nancy Pelosi was the subject of a a disingenuous effort. She didn't even see the transcript before she called for this process. Okay? Now we've seen the transcript, and it debunks everything they say.
She's safe in her district.
I realize that, but trust me, Nancy Pelosi wants the power. She wants the gavel. And her worry is what you just said. You know what? I've heard from high-up sources that very, very, very wise Democrats in our region, in Congress, and in leadership have said this process is guaranteeing Donald Trump's reelection. Democrats are saying that.
Yeah, so, and control of the House and, of course, the Senate.
Right. So especially because, I mean, a third grader can figure out, well, wait a minute, the election's in November of 2020. We're in November of 2019. Why wouldn't we just let the American people sort this out? Why are we wasting all this time? You guys are doing nothing.
Well,
they're doing nothing.
It shows how desperate they are. They're grasping at straws.
Exactly. And you know what? This one's a nothing burger. It's an absolute, easily provable nothing burger. Look, Donald Trump's not perfect. I don't think Donald Trump's done one thing with criminal intent as president of the United States.
Donald Trump's not perfect thing. What's that?
Well, none of us are perfect, but what I'm saying is there's nothing there criminally. There's nothing impeachable. There's nothing in, you know, the worst thing Donald Trump does is he just takes everything into his own hands and doesn't go through the usual process. And that gives stuffed up bureaucrats fits. And so that's what this is. This is the revolt of the deep state is all it is, Mark. You had good counsel earlier.
Exactly.
Related to the white pelican. It was forget it. I think we ought to forget this noise, too, and save our energy and save our fight for what's going to come over the next year and beyond.
Yeah, somebody's getting pissed because they can't roll that stuff down the rails anymore. They don't want the competition. That's what's happening.
You are one wise dude. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Have a good day.
You too. Call again. We appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Do you have that clip ready for me? Run a little of Jim Jordan yesterday in his cross-examination of Ambassador Taylor. Priceless. Listen to this.
Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. Now, this is just clarification.
Yeah.
Let me read it one more time.
I don't even want to hear it another time. There's some. I mean, they're six deep into this stuff.
I can't.
Hey, deer hunters, listen up. Here's some common sense for you. Bring your deboned deer to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, Moffitt Plant. Have you been out there before? Oh, go out there. You'd love it.
Heaven.
And guess what? If you do that, you're guaranteed to get your own deer back. 701-751-0319 with any questions and great Christmas gift giving at Schweitzer's Business.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Concrete. We drive on it, walk on it, and depend on it for foundation, where we live and work. Yet, we take concrete for granted. If you thought concrete was maintenance-free, think again. In our northern climate, with freezing, thawing, cooling water, de-icing chemicals, and salts, our concrete takes a beating. You've seen what that can do to your investment over time. But a few easy steps can make your concrete last. Check it out at ndconcrete.com. That's ndconcrete.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The 5.5-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio sits my favorite song. All green lights on the road.
Well, I don't know if I'd have used shut your mouth. I would have been in some trouble with Mom, but that's a good song. I love it. We're cranking along today on a busy day. A lot going on. Text us 701-367-2054. Text Todd 701-226-8503. Don't forget the My Pillow special for the show. Buy one, get one sheets. Shipping's free. And for every order, Scott sends 10 bucks to make sure United Patriotic Bodies has a little chance to thank all those folks that are presenting the colors and playing taps and doing the 21-gun salutes for military funerals. I get a lump in my throat when I think about it. And we have this beautiful new National Cemetery, part of the Arlington National Cemetery Network right here in North Dakota now. So, incredible times. Anyway, 701-367-2054 to text me, 701-226-8503 to text Todd. LaDonna Allard last night had some kind of a hope for a lotto jackpot of some kind. She's known to many in the Standing Rock community as someone that has helped with encampments, one of the camps down there near the original Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Do you have some of her testimony, Todd, on a suggestion she had if there's a problem with the pipe at some point?
I would like you to say, oh, if that pipeline spills, we're going to give you $5 billion for the damages you did. I haven't heard that. Because you can't.
Would you?
Hmm.
The drama of the... You know, folks, and of course there were a couple of documentary filmmakers there, some of them that spoke about this. So some of this is for show, obviously, but anyway, some of the protests from last night. Let's do next, in our clips, the commentary from some folks that supported this. Tammy Eibach, a Linton, North Dakota native. There's a novel concept to have somebody from Linton. Pete Silvernagle, too, has property down there. Let's hear from Pete. Let's hear from one of the union folks as well. And, of course, we still have the Iowa white pelican organic farmer that has some concerns that we'll get to as well.
Iowa is a big landing spot for those things, but okay.
I am going to be very careful about ever saying anything a derogatory about someone who is of the cloth, as we say, someone that is a pastor. And I think we always should be. But there was a gentleman there last night by the name of John Fulberg, Episcopal priest. And he talked about environmental racism. I'll play you some of those clips before the end of the day. But before I do, I do want some folks to help me. And you can answer by text or call or whatever. I mean, what is the teaching of the Episcopal Church related to engaging in opposition to commerce, you know?
Don't eat the white pelican?
I don't know. I can't say that I know. Anyway, Jesse Beauvais is here. Jesse is the Director of Business Development. Jesse, you're going to have to help me on the name of your company.
Yeah, of course. We're called Mercaris.
Mercaris. Okay, very good. Mercaris is, by the way, a Silver Spring, Maryland company, data service, and they are participating today in the Cultivate Conference in Fargo. Ag innovation. It's going on as we speak. Jesse, what are you going to tell the crowd today?
Yes, so I'm going to talk a little bit about what Mercaris does. And we do two main things. We provide market intelligence and have a platform for organic and non-GMO commodities. So we're just a third-party data source trying to add transparency and information into this marketplace.
How does that help those growers?
Yeah, so in the organic and non-GMO space, you can't depend on the USDA or other pricing mechanisms to get information. So, for example, if you go online right now and you try to look up a bid for organic corn, you're not going to find anything. There's no bid sheets. There's no indication. So Mercaris, about 7 years ago, started collecting pricing from first handlers, people like your local feed mill, all the way up to the ABCDs, and they report into us what they're paying for their organic and non-GMO commodities. We take that data, we make it volume-weighted, we make it anonymous, and we report back out both national and regional prices. So that way, everybody from an input provider to a farmer to an elevator up into universities and banks can add some information into the conversation about organic and non-GMO commodities. We also produce acreage reports for those same commodities and look at the supply and demand analytics because, as you probably know, only about 1% of what we grow in the United States is certified organic. So imports have a lot to do with our marketplace.
You know, there are a lot of farmers in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana listing right now that are not organic farmers. Some would argue they are, but not in the sense of the word that we know it now. But I always hesitate to sort of see it as a slice of the pie, but a very small slice or whatever. But it can be very lucrative, right?
It can be, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into organic farming. There's a lot of work that goes into farming, period. There's a 3-year transition period if you're currently what we consider a conventional farmer to transition your land over to organic. And in that 3-year time period, you can't sell any of your crops as organic. So you're going to take a bit of a loss there. Your yields are going to be a little bit lower. You're relearning how to farm. But when you get done doing that, Mercaris data has shown anywhere from 1.5 to 5 times the price that you would get for your normal commodity you can get for an organic commodity. So, for example, just for last month in October, organic seed corn was going for about $9.70 nationwide.
Fascinating. How can folks find out more about this technology, Jesse?
Sure. So you can check out our website, which is Mercaris.com, M-E-R-C-A-R-I-S.com. And if you're a farmer, you can sign up for free. And if you're an elevator or a CPG company, well, we've got some data plans for you.
Appreciate it very much. Nice talking to you, Jesse.
You as well. Have a great day.
The folks from Emerging Prairie put on a great conference here. It's always a cutting-edge stuff. It really is an innovation. So looking forward to finding out more as we go throughout the day from a couple of folks presenting there. One of them will be Mark Watney from the North Dakota Farmers Union and also the folks from Bushel. Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from Bushel, of course, well-known to grain elevators, a lot of them, because they give the ability to give the customers of the grain elevators the technology on an app that really helps keep tabs on what's happening. A lot of great things happening in that space. So we're talking ag today. We're talking pipelines today. We're talking impeachment today. Whatever's on your mind. Sean in North Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Scott. I was going to say Veterans Day, I had never been to the National Cemetery, and the morning of Veterans Day, I thought, I got to take a drive out there and see where it is and what it looks like. And I got there about 10 to 10 in the morning, and there was like 10, 12 cars sitting there, and there was a hearse right up by the shelter, I think, where they do the ceremonies, and two guys standing out by the hearse, and there was a coffin partially out of the hearse with a flag draped over it. And I sat there for a while, and I thought, I wonder if the service just got over or if the service was starting. And then a guy came up to my window just a matter of minutes later and said the service will be starting in a couple of minutes. So anyway, I got in on a service, and it was tremendous to be out there and just be part of service that morning.
Just describe it, Sean. What did you see?
Well, there was the patriotic guard. I think it was about six or seven guys standing back away from the shelter with rifles. And then up where we were, where the ceremony was going on, there was a coffin. They brought the coffin into the under the shelter, and there was a soldier on either side, a veteran on either side, younger guys dressed in full dress, and there was maybe about, I'd say, 20 people there for the service, and it was a Catholic priest. He talked about the particular person that had died and his service to our country, and what always gets me at every service for a veteran is the presentation and the folding of the flag, and I just always love to see that. I never served, but when I go to a funeral of a military funeral or somebody that served, I don't care where they served, it touches my heart, and that's the one time when I wished I would have served my country. But anyway, they did the folding and presentation of the flag to one of the family members, and then they did the 21-gun salute. And then there was a guy, the bugle player, he sat off in the distance to the west, maybe 8,200 feet away, and he played taps after that. But it was an emotional thing, and I was glad to have been there on Veterans Day, and that was the last service of the day.
And you were at the Arlington National Cemetery of North Dakota. I mean, that is an official federal facility that is run, actually the operational part of it comes from Fort Snelling, because that's a national cemetery there as well. But we have a national cemetery here. I think it's extraordinary. It's beautiful. It's well done. I was out there for the opening, and I was just absolutely amazed. It is, and I'm with you on having my heart touched by those who have served and the send-off they get from those United Patriotic Bodies. Thanks for sharing the story, Sean. Really appreciate that. And call again. 800-228-0550 is our number, 701-258-0550. One of the reasons we're excited today to have a special offer, Mike Lindell called me literally 2 minutes before the show and said, you are the guy today. We want to see what North Dakota has, because we're going to go 2-for-1 on the Giza sheets, the Dream sheets. We've talked about those. Todd has them. I am. I love them. They're fantastic. They're just better. Trust me, like everything Mike Lindell does. 2-for-1. So you get two with price one, buy one, get one, whatever. And free shipping. Plus, I'm writing a check for $10 for every order today. Every order. Because I want more military funerals to have what that caller just heard. I want to reward the folks that are taking of their time. That is unbelievable give back coming from the United Patriotic Bodies. So, $10 for each. 800-506-9028. For all the details on the pillow, My Pillow Enterprise, and the offer today on the 2-for-1 sheets, or mypillow.com, and you got to use the promo code Scott. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. saluting the Be the Buffalo Spirit in North Dakota.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farming construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Pfeiffer's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Pfeiffer's.com.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum, stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To say thank you for coming to our community and having your hearing. I thought it's been an excellent hearing, and I would just like to say thank you for your efforts and your service, PSC commissioners, for taking the time to really hear and listen to what people in this region have got to say. So thank you for staying here till 10 o'clock and later. I'm here in support of the project for three reasons. One, I do support a national policy of energy independence, and I think North Dakota's had a very important and significant role in that policy. And I think this is an important component in furthering our energy independence nationwide. And we all nationwide benefit from that. Secondly, I think there are many economic benefits nationally to our state, locally, and in particular to Emmons County. You know, I was a kid that grew up in this county in the 50s and 60s, and we had a population of 15,000 people. Today, I think the number is more like 3,500. The DAPL pipeline has had a significant positive impact to this region. Increasing the throughput will have greater positive impact for the region, and I think that's a big benefit that you all need to consider. Thirdly, safety. Before my wife and I moved to Bismarck, we lived in Castleton, North Dakota. And back in January of 2014, some of you may remember, 11 rail cars of Bakken crew derailed, exploded and burned on the fringe of our community about a mile from my home at that time. And so safety of how we manage the resource in North Dakota and transport the resource is important to me.
Hey, this is an incredible testimony that is at the crux of everything this should be about. Not white pelicans, okay? About common sense. And by the way, Representative Silvernagle has property, the Beaver Creek, you know, crosses. Okay, so he cares about the water, too. His property right down there. He's a state representative, has been since, I think, 2013, and really did a magnificent job yesterday. We played more of the protesters and those opposing the project than we have the proponents, but I have to tell you, the folks that did speak in favor were really good. Union folks in favor of the permit, in favor of the Dakota Access Pipeline. They built it. If you're gonna you know, raise concerns about the integrity of it, you're putting that on union-built steel in that project. So, anyway, great day. It really was. Steve Bannon, next hour, former chief strategist for President Trump on the impeachment war room effort, and also Congressman Kelly Armstrong to talk about what happened yesterday and what's happened in the hearings that have passed, because he was actually in there asking questions in that time. So all that is coming up. Right now, another of our guests from Cultivate talking about ag innovation, and really enjoy what these folks are doing and looking forward to hearing a little bit more about it today from our next guest, the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union, Mark Watney. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just stepped out. They're doing a lot of really good information this morning, so I'm kind of excited for the day, and hopefully I have an opportunity to speak later on at the conference, so it'll be fun.
Absolutely. So what will you talk about? What's on your agenda to present to the folks at Cultivate today?
So I'm going to do an abbreviated kind of the situation where farmers are at, and then relate to where technology can play a role in helping us, you know, continue to try to deliver into a marketplace that demands us to produce and be more efficient. So I'm going to try to take the struggling time and turn it into what one of the opportunities may be, and we need all those tools, and technology definitely is the positive tool that can maybe help us be more efficient and be able to live within an environment of lower prices.
And, of course, it's a challenging time right now in agriculture, as we know. What do you hear there, Mark, in the way of ag innovation that folks that just do what they do and do it well, but maybe could use to even do it a little bit better with some of the technology that's around the curve?
Yeah, well, there's so much. It's hard to summarize, but I think from my top perspective here, it comes with the precision ag side and the ownership of that data, and then making use of that data to hopefully better apply whether we use pesticides or fertilizers or products, so that we're not just over applying when that's a cost to us that doesn't necessarily return anything to us. So I think that's stage one. I think the autonomous vehicles will play a role. It's probably a ways out yet. We're hearing from an organization out of Britain that actually has seeded a couple fields or fully farmed a couple fields, and they actually say it may be a little more appropriate for what would be considered a mid-sized or smaller farm than a very large farm. So there's lots of thought process here that's got to be worked out, but it's kind of an intriguing listening to all these other folks about how they're developing it and how it's developing in Europe and so forth.
Emerging technology in agriculture. The conference puts leaders together that explore tech innovations that have been created and or are being built now or searching for in their industry. And so it's very good. Find out more at emergingprairie.com/cultivate. And also they're on Twitter today doing lots of things from the event itself, because as Mark said, there's a lot of good tidbits there. So we were planning on being there today, but just didn't happen with the late night last night down in Linton. Thanks for the time, Mark. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mark Watney, president of the North Dakota Farmers Union. All right, there's some folks waiting to talk to Congressman Kelly Armstrong and get their 2 cents in about the debate. We'll do that. We have Kevin Cavalier. We have Don in North Dakota as well on veterans' funerals, which we've been talking about today because of our generous today-only offer of buy one, get one Giza sheet from MyPillow with free shipping. We give
it's not often you can make a purchase that makes every day better. But that's what hot tubs do from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. I know this because we have one in the Hennepin family, and we absolutely love it, especially this time of year. Actually, the colder it gets outside, the better it is inside, because you're better above the water, below the water. Oh, my gosh, there's nothing like it. And right now, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has an incredible sale. Every day made better, and now more affordable than ever, too, because they have a pre-owned blowout sale going on right now, when you'll save up to 70% off the price of a new one. That's right. Up to 50 to choose from. Certified pre-owned models. They've been all checked out, and they come with a warranty, too. Call 701-238-5892 to find the perfect one for you right now. Call Ben, 701-238-5892. Stop at their pre-owned showroom at 601 Main Avenue West in West Fargo, or go to hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.